Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey, good morning to all of you out there. Hey, it's another beautiful day, a great day to be in the land of the living. And we just want to all take a moment here and thank the Almighty, the Creator of everything that is good and beautiful in this world, for granting us all another day to breathe and enjoy life. Inhale. Exhale. Oh, that feels so good. That feels so good. Hey, I'm glad you tuned in this morning, and today we're going to be talking about taxes. Yes, taxes, taxes. Yeah. Some people dread it. Some people enjoy it. Again, some people dread it. Some people enjoy it. You know, most of us that dread taxes and tax season and getting all of that stuff together, it's because we don't understand the tax system. When you understand the tax system, and I'm going to give you some insight today to help you have a better understanding of the tax system, and, you know, hopefully through that better understanding of the tax system will help you be able to better know how to deal with this whole situation of called the IRS, for those listening here in America. Now, in other countries, I don't know how your tax system is. I don't know what y'all have to do concerning income tax and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, we got this thing here in America called the IRS, Internal Revenue Service. You know, and there's, you know, some people who have issues about whether or not the Internal Revenue Service is even, you know, legally supposed to exist. Well, that's topic for another show. You know, and hopefully I get some people on that can share some light on that. But there's, you know, there's some things that people have put out there that shouldn't even be taxed, period. But since there is this thing called an IRS, and some people have run into problems with them, and some people have lost property, have had things taken from them, some people have gone to jail for tax, something called tax evasion and all of that. Well, the thing we need to be able to make sure that we do, whether the IRS is supposed to exist or not, is at least if you know the rules of the game, then I can show you, through having a home-based business, how you can keep them out of your pockets. That's right, by understanding the rules that they created. But, again, you know, one of the sad things about living here in America, and I can only speak from where I live, don't know about other places, people here hate to read. People want everything, you know, instant and audio and other stuff. People here hate to read. And if we just take time to read, you can go to IRS.gov. IRS.gov. And at IRS.gov, they have all of the publications online. Anything you need to know about any aspect of taxes is right there at your fingertips in terms of the Internet. It is all online. It ain't no mystery. But you got to take the time to read. You know, reading is fundamental. We're living in the information age. And your lack of information or your access to information determines your existence. And the less you know, the more you suffer. The more you know, the more you can keep from suffering. So, you know, living in this information age and learning how to deal with taxes, remember, you know, I'm going to go through some things today, share with you how to save on your taxes by having a home-based business, and that you want to know and you want to understand, again, anything you need to know about taxes. If you go to the IRS.gov, every publication is there, every form is there. You know, the old days of having to go to an office, like you can do all of, I mean, the Internet is, it's just fantastic. I mean, you can do so many things, you know, online. Let me get into my subject matter here. Again, you know, today's show is how to get a big tax return by owning a home-based business. You say the home-based business is one of the few legal tax shelters left. What does that mean? You know, when I say the home-based business is one of the few legal tax shelters left, what does that mean? First of all, you need to understand something, people that's listening. We have two tax systems in this country. Many times people think there's one for the rich and one for the poor. That's a huge myth. What the systems are is one for employees, people who don't know the rules, which is designed to take your wealth, and one for self-employed people, the rules of which are designed to create economic growth. The reason for that is small business generates over 70% of the jobs in this country, so Congress passed good tax laws, and they are good tax laws. Let me emphasize this for small businesses. Okay, again, you know, if you're an employee, and in most cases, if you're an employee, you're getting screwed and tattooed. One of the first mistakes a lot of people make on their job when they fill out their W-4 is they don't know that there's something called allowances. You think about dependents. And so you put, oh, well, I only have two dependents, and you put down two. Well, really, you can keep them from taking a lot of money out of your check. You just need to know how to counterbalance it with your write-off is allowances. The more allowances you have, the less is taken out. And the key word, allowances, not dependents. It's about dependents. It's about allowances. So, you know, I have people who, part of the business that I'm in, who basically they're still working and doing their home-based business part-time. And so what they do is they put on their job, they put 9 allowances, which keeps them from having any federal tax taken out of their check. This is legal. You can do it. But, you know, again, if you do this, you need to make sure you get a tax consultant who can guide you the proper way to do this and write these different things off that we're going to talk about that you can write off and how to manage that. And, I mean, you also, the email address to this show is jahitravelsite@yahoo.com. That's jahitravelsite@yahoo.com. Send me an email, get on my email list, and, you know, I will consult you on taxes. But let me, you know, the basic thing I want you to understand is there's two tax systems. That's the one for employees and one for business owners, small and large business owners. Let's say your business generates a loss. If that loss exceeds the income from the business, you can use the loss against your form of income. So you have a job, but you have a business, and your business did not generate a profit. So by not generating a profit, your business operated at a loss. You can deduct that loss from what's going to be listed as your gross salary. Let me explain some things here. Say you make $50,000 in salary and you have a small business that creates a $10,000 loss. You only pay tax on $40,000. Let's say the loss exceeds your whole income. You can carry back all losses into 5 years and actually get a refund from the last 5 years' federal and state income tax you paid. That's right. You can carry losses all the way back to 5 years. Or you can carry forward all business losses 20 years and offset the next 20 years of earnings. So you never lose a properly documented business deduction. You got to keep copies of your receipts. You got to do good record keeping. But this is key. This is what some people do. They have a salary. They're making $50,000 a year. They generate and they develop in a new business. And most new businesses usually don't make a profit until after about the third year anyway. So let's say for the first 2 years, their business operates at a loss. It maybe even operated at a loss greater than their salary. What that means now is they have zero taxable income. This is how people play the game. It's all a numbers game. And you can go back 5 years and you can carry losses forward to 20 years. It's a numbers game, people. It's a numbers game. I'm not telling you nothing illegal. This is a numbers game. Go to IRS.gov. You can pull up the rules from home-based businesses. You can learn about Schedule C's, which is the profit and loss statement for your business. And that basically tell people that they're working their job and building a home-based business, we want to, until that business is really zooming and replaces the income on your job, it should be operating at a loss, which means that loss is going to offset your taxable salary from your job, which basically means you can end up having zero taxable income. Great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So, you know, you want to learn these rules. Now, it says, what if your home-based business is profitable? How can you still save on your taxes? By having a profitable home-based business, you can set up a host of fringe benefits. And what you want to do with those fringe benefits, you can set up your own self-insured medical reimbursement plan and write off all of your deductibles, eyeglasses, co-insurance, pre-existing conditions. Usually the stuff has to exceed a certain threshold, about 7.5% of your adjusted gross income to deduct anything with a self-insured medical reimbursement plan, and you get a deduction regardless. It's dollar for dollar. So what you want to do if your business is profitable, then you set up a system of fringe benefits, and one is a medical plan. Another, what you want to do if your business is profitable and your business is really going good and it's profitable, then you want to make sure in terms of your car, don't buy a car, lease a car. Then you lease your car that you're leasing is for your business. That whole expense becomes deductible. It becomes a fringe benefit. You make it a company car. Yeah, when the hours are over, you're using it for personal use. But the primary reason for the vehicle is that it's a company car. When you travel, you make it company trips. That's all of your travel is a write-off. So, you know, these are the things, if your business is profitable, you want to set up as your fringe benefit package to, again, to knock down that gross income, adjusting that income, because you want to get it as low and low as possible to, ideally on paper, you want to have what I call zero taxable income. Again, I'm letting you know now, this is a numbers game. You know how to play the numbers. You can do it without going to jail and without, you know, even if they audit you, you got your receipts and you got your ducks lined up and got them in order. You will not have any problem whatsoever. So if your business is profitable, you want to do that as far as making sure that you have a plan that takes care of how you want to still be able to save money by having your own fringe benefit plan that you create for your business. See, your fringe benefits is before taxable income. It's the same as if you have a job and you have, they call it a bennies. That's a lot of times where people keep their jobs with a benefit package. Well, when you build your home-based business, you want to also, as it becomes profitable, develop your own benefit package. Now, what other deductions do people not typically know about? Let me share a couple with you. As an employee, you have to pay taxes on everything. As a support person, you don't pay tax until after all of your deductions are over. So if you're an employee making $60,000 a year, you got to pay Social Security on 15.3% of that $60,000. You got to pay income tax on $60,000, regardless of your employee business expenses. But if you're self-employed, let's say, and you have $40,000 of expenses, on that $60,000, you only pay $20,000. You pay tax on your net. I hope you see the difference here, people. So what are some of the things you can do? If you have a child and you want to send them to college, that isn't deductible. And if you're paying for the wedding, it isn't deductible. Is that deductible? The answer is no. But if you hire your child in your business and pay them the same money that you're going to use to save for college, the wage you paid an assistant, that's deductible. And if they use the money to pay for their own college or their own wedding or their own car aren't they in essence getting deduction for those things? And by the way, children under 18, if you hire them in your business, you are exempt on Social Security and federal unemployment taxes up to the first $5,300. So basically your child is a $5,300 tax write-off. Same money you're spending for clothes, same money you're spending for everything else for them, open an account, put it in there, pay them, give them some legitimate business chores. It might be if your child knows enough about your computer, they do your computer email blasts for you. Home-based business, you got an office. Have your child keep your office clean. Then they consider, you know, your janitorial person. They keep the office clean. They put the trash out, stuff like that. You pay them. You put the money in the bank. Then you use that same money to take care of expenses that you already normally would take care of for your child. But now it's because that money was paid to them in a wage. It doesn't get into, like, what you used, you know, how you used it. You paid them in a wage. Thus, they became an employee, and thus you have a deduction. This is what those that know do, people. Those of us that don't know, we don't know. If you don't know, you can't do. But the people that know, this is what they do. They have their children listed as employees of their business. They open up separate checking accounts, deposit the money in so you can show the deposits, then take the money out, buy the clothes, put the money towards college, put the money towards what? As long as you can show that the wage was paid and it went into the account, and you have a canceled check that you gave your child and it was deposited into the account. As long as it goes in, they don't deal with about how it came out. You got to put it in. So this is, you know, another thing that you can do as far as, you know, getting your child on your business payroll and making that tax deductible. So what you need to do is making sure that you do the same paperwork as you would do as a normal employee. There are W-2s you have to file once a year and 940s and 941s for unemployment and Social Security. And, you know, we recommend that you also use a payroll service because some people don't want to do all this paperwork. But if you can do the paperwork, then you go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. It says, how does this apply when you hire your spouse as well? Yes, it's all the same. Now, for hiring your spouse, you can set up a self-insured medical reimbursement plan. You can deduct all your medical expenses dollar for dollar. Not because I'm paying medical, but because I'm providing a medical reimbursement plan for my employee who I happen to be married to. And the IRS has approved this, by the way. It's not some loophole that I thought of. See, people, again, go read, go to IRS.gov, email me. JAHITRAVELSITE at yahoo.com. Email me, you know, if you need information on how to access this information, I'll make sure that you get it. And this is such, you know, powerful, powerful information. What are some other techniques for taking deductions? A lot of people don't know that when you're in business, you can deduct your funds. The IRS says in their regulations that you can deduct 50% of your fund and 50% of your business associates' fund if you talk business within a 24-hour day as you have the fund. So you invite a prospect over to go to a football game. You talk business over the phone, then pick them up 2 hours later. Is that talking business within the same 24-hour day? The answer is yes. So we go to the restaurant. I talk to them in the car about our business, and I try to get some referrals from them, and then we go to a nice theater. Is that talking business within the same 24-hour day? The answer is yes. So 50% of whatever you spend at the restaurant, 50% of whatever you spend at the football game, and if you're treating the person, 50% of what you spent on them, it's all tax deductible because it's business related. Ain't that powerful? Ain't that powerful? You take somebody out to dinner, you talk to them about business for a few minutes, and 50% of that is automatically deductible. Now, here's another one that a lot of people don't, that they miss. You also don't need receipts for entertainment that's under $75 per expense. If it's under $75, you don't even need a receipt. Powerful. Again, this is not stuff I made up. This is IRS regulations. They're rules. When you know the rules, you can play the game. And you can win at the game. When you don't know the rules, you can't win at the game because you don't know how to implement them. See, and people get scared when these people say IRS. I know I've talked to a couple of people, and I share with people one of the other things that you can do if you have a job and you commute back and forth and you have a home-based business. Your home-based business, I don't care whether you're not making a dollar. If you show intent to make a dollar, your home-based business is your primary business. Your job is your secondary business, which means all of your mileage to and from work, your commute, it's called business-to-business mileage. It is totally deductible. And the IRS gives you 50 cents per mile. I shared this with a couple of people. They were scared to do it because the IRS scares them to death. It's like the boogeyman. They are afraid of their own shadow. And here the rules clearly state you can do it, and they wouldn't do it. I don't want to get in trouble with the IRS. You're not going to get in trouble. Know the rules. See, when you don't know that you don't know, you're in trouble. You need to find out. You need to find out. People, I mean, I get emotional behind this simply because I see people let good money go to bad. I know a person that commutes 100 miles a day. 100 miles a day with the IRS mileage deduction. They have $50 a day they can deduct, $250 a week, $1,000 a month just on mileage deductions, $12,000 a year just on mileage deductions they can subtract from their gross income, and they won't do it because they're too scared to read the information to find out that they can do it, don't believe that they can do it, didn't investigate, didn't read nothing, but says, you know, I don't think you can do that. I said, go read. You know, you don't want to insult people, but you want to say, go read the book, dummy. And the person's like, you know, oh, I ain't doing that. That's now, you know, they die. I ain't going to come knocking on my door. It's read the rules. You use their rules to make it work for you. But this person could have $12,000 alone just in mileage deductions that would lower their gross income by $12,000. Then another deduction, your home-based business, your home, your one room in your house is considered your office. So if you got six rooms in your house and you got one room that's an office, then 1/6 of your utility bill, 1/6 of your mortgage or your rent, 1/6 of your maintenance upkeep on your house, getting your lawn taken care of. You have improvements done to your home. 1/6 of that because your home is your office. It's a home-based business. Your home is your office. It's your business. You don't have an office outside. If you had an office outside, yeah, you got technically, but your home is your business. And so you get to make these deductions, people. I mean, it's so much that you can do with these deductions. I mean, they're so powerful. So powerful in terms of the deductions that you can take and use. And I'm going to share another thing with you here real quickly because I want you to make sure, you know, you have information that you can go and read about. And it's a book called Lower Your Taxes Big Time. Lower Your Taxes Big Time by Sandy Botkin, Botkin. He was a former IRS attorney. A former IRS attorney gives you how to win in the tax game in a book called Lower Your Taxes Big Time. Who would better know? He's an attorney for the IRS. He tells you exactly what you need to do and how to do it. Don't be scared. Don't be intimidated. Don't let your lack of not knowing scare you from taking advantage of what you can take advantage of. You know, and it's so important. So important. Now, I'm going to close out with the following. You know, and the thing is this. Why is it so important that you make yourself aware of these things? What amazes me is, say you look at your credit card statement and there's a $200 charge you never saw before. Aren't you going to call the credit card company and find out what's going on? And you might spend an hour on the phone doing that. Yet taxes is the number one expenses in this country. They exceed what most people pay for food, clothing, lodging, transportation combined. But 99% of the people give it a 10-minute thought. And the reason is, there's a huge myth in this country. My accountant takes care of my taxes. You still need to guide your accountant, people. Guide your accountant. Some accountants do great jobs, but I mean, hey, I would not leave all of everything I have into the hands of somebody. I'd guide them. I say, look, see, you know, check out what I just said now. If a $200 charge show up on your charge card, you're going to raise hell. And you'll be on the phone doing everything you got to do to get that damn charge off your card. But when it comes to taxes, you give it to somebody else because you don't want to take the time to read the literature. Dumb, dumb, dumb. That's right, I'm saying it. Dumb, dumb, dumb. When you are giving away your money. I have found a way. Through legal business transactions and businesses to always reduce my taxable income and try to get it down to zero. Sometimes I haven't been able to get it down to zero. But you can get it down to zero, people, and it's not against the law. This is Baba Jahi sharing with you again today some inside information on taxes and, you know, helping you try to understand that there's, you know, two tax systems in this country, one for employees and one for self-employed people and business owners. Get on the side with the business owners and the self-employed people and take advantage of that. I love you. Hey, tune in next week. We will be talking about next week, next Tuesday. We will be talking about, again, how to make your New Year's resolutions and goals real for your business. And I also will share some more information about taxes next Thursday. So for those that didn't catch this live and listen to it in the archive, please tune in next Thursday. So if you got some tax questions, you can ask them to us. And I'm going to close out with a little bit of this song that one of our listeners shared with me and asked that I would play on today's show. And I'm closing with this. And, hey, I love y'all. And have a great, wonderful weekend. Talk to you next Tuesday. Thank y'all for tuning in and spending your time with me. And hey, till Tuesday of next week, God bless you. Have a great and wonderful weekend. Peace.